The Carrie and Tommy podcast is a great way to bring a bit of fun to your day every day. Chemist Warehouse Half Price Vitamins and Cosmetic Sale is a great way to get great savings every day.
Yeah, it is. Back at it for another week. How are we doing, guys?
Pretty good. I'm just going to give you a number and you can tell me what you think it is. 16.
I can see the message up on the board, so I'm not going to lie.
What?
Let Jesse guess.
If it's what I think it is, that's very impressive.
It is very impressive. You could take on Jesse in a burrito challenge if it is what I think it is.
But it was over multiple sittings.
Oh, not in the
this
one
sitting. This is actually interesting.
No. It wasn't in, it didn't cause me any pain. It was nothing but joy. I just had four meals worth.
16 tacos you had on
the Is that what fingers. You did?
Yeah.
Because I actually did a similar thing on Saturday. I did 10 tacos.
But you would have done it one sitting, though, wouldn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't
one of
even...
you's a hero, the other one, very, very, very soft. Jeez,
the bar Although for hero like has hard, really gone low. but I will take it.
I feel like none of you appreciated my joke then. I said, you've gone really soft. Oh, but you do like them hard.
it's very good.
Yeah. See, that's a much better reaction. What would you like?
It's going to be great if we have to say all the jokes twice. That's only half. That's only half the content.
No, we don't have to say your jokes twice because I laugh at yours. Mine go over everybody's head and then I tell you again and then some of you come on board.
we were on board then. Do it a third time.
No.
No, okay, that's fair.
So you had 16 tacos on the weekend across 2 days.
I didn't mean to. I just had them dinner Friday night and then lunch Saturday, dinner Saturday, and then I had them for dinner last night.
Yum.
They're so good. Hard shell tacos are back and everybody should get on board. What? Yeah.
Soft.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're an idiot, mate.
Have you seen the hard ones now that almost look like a smoothie container? They're almost like a burrito, but they're hard and then you fill it all in and then you hold on to it like a burrito.
Where
but
do
it's
you get
hard,
these?
I don't know. I saw an ad
Cylinders
for them.
Of heaven.
Cylinder. That's what it is. It's
Great.
Like a drink bottle made out of taco.
Drinking taco.
Yeah. I'll find you
heaven.
One. Get you one for your birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, up next.
Just have to wait 6 months, but I will.
I've discovered my son is into WAP.
Speaking of soft and hard, great.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon.
Got into a little bit of Scrabble on the weekend.
A little bit of a Scrabble?
Yes.
When you first said it, I thought you meant a fight.
No.
God, we got in a Scrabble.
I got into a bit of Scrabble.
Yes.
Yes.
With who?
Slowly working through the board games in our house with Ollie and Chris. And
is that fun?
It was.
Okay.
Oh.
I've never played a game of Scrabble that I've finished and gone. That was enjoyable.
Okay. I quite like board games. It's my least favourite of the board games. Yeah. I prefer a Pictionary.
Yeah.
But I enjoy just being with the family.
Yes,
I enjoy doing something with the
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Does he like it? Sure.
In fact, it was three people in misery just sitting together wishing they were doing something.
Trying to spell misery with the letters that they've got.
No, we had a great time doing it. But you can't use names for things. Like you can't...
Proper nouns.
Proper nouns. Thank you. You'd be good. You can come to our Scrabble night.
I'm so bad at it.
Oh, are you?
I can never get it over like four-letter words.
Right. Well, Chris is really good because he's got an amazing vocab. And I didn't think Ollie would be very good, but Ollie is the king...
I didn't think he'd be very good.
No, he's 13.
A funny thing
your vocab's
to say
still
about
developing.
Your son. I know.
Oh, keep it real.
We're playing
you know?
Quite an intelligent game, so I didn't think he'd be very good.
Sorry, I just mean
yes,
his vocab is smaller because he's younger.
Yes.
Right. But I didn't know that you can use initials for things. He claims in the new version of Scrabble you can use initials.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but the way we discovered it.
Do you mean acronyms?
Acronyms.
Are you good at this game, mate?
Acronyms, that's one. That'd be a tricky one. That'd be worth a lot of points, though, because there's Y's and stuff.
It does, yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Acronyms.
Yes.
Did you know you could use acronyms in Scrabble?
No, mate, my Scrabble knowledge is pretty limited. Yeah.
So we discovered this because he goes, oh, my gosh, I've got one. And we're like, what? And then we see him put on the board W-A-P.
I don't what? Clean, but let me tell you, I got the string.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, I didn't know we could do things like that. All right, DTF. Let's put that down. All right.
What's that?
Doesn't matter, no, mate.
Okay. So, oh, I know what that is. Yeah. No, he wouldn't put that down.
Yeah.
No, he's
mate,
13,
he put
mate.
WAP. He put down WAP. What? Yeah. Okay.
Now you know my history with WAP.
Yeah, you thought it stood for Women Against the Patriarchy.
When I interviewed Cardi B,
yes.
I did a quick bit of research before, and I saw an article, and the heading said "Women Against the Patriarchy."
That's not quite how it went. You
Didn't
said
it?
To me, "What would you ask Cardi B about?" Just as an offhand thing, I said, "Oh, I just talked to her about WAP," and you said, "Women Against the Patriarchy."
Yeah, because I'd read this article where it said "women," and then you said, "That's not what it stands
for." I wish
for.
It's one of my greatest regrets in life. I wish I'd just looked at you and gone. Yes.
And then I'd said to women Cardi against me, the tell me more about Women Against the Patriarchy.
And when she started going, it's biological.
No, she told me it was gynecological.
Oh, it's gynecological?
But the WAP thing didn't come from anywhere. A senator or a congresswoman, when Cardi B's WAP song came out, said that it was such a powerful song for women. It was like standing up to men in the rap world for all these years. So she called it Women Against the Patriarchy.
Right.
That's where I read WAP.
But
we all know that it stands for something a lot different to that.
Yes.
So when my 13-year-old son put WAP on a Scrabble board, I was like, I said, oh, and then Chris and I were like looking at each other, and I was like, can you put that? And he goes, yeah. And I said, how do you know what that is? And he goes, what do you mean? And then he goes, I'll Google it. I said, no.
Oh,
just
God.
Mum,
I don't want to play Scrabble anymore.
But I thought it was so weird that he was so ready to Google it. I'm not Googling that in front of my parents, right? And then he turned around to show me. And at that point, I was feeling very scared.
Sure.
And what it was wireless access point.
Wireless access point. Wow.
Which is a tech term.
Wireless access point.
Which is an interesting, it's a bit like the other WAP.
It is
a wireless access point.
It's an access point, isn't it? It really is. They're both access points. That's correct. I saw a tweet the other day saying that a guy told his pastor that it stood for worship and prayer. And so then the pastor sent out a message to the group saying, I'm looking forward to some WAP this Sunday.
Oh, my God.
No, some good WAP this Sunday.
Oh, that's bad.
13 10 60. Do you want to do what have you told people it stood for?
Are people telling people, is that
WAP,
a thing?
It's absolutely. Surely it's big enough that people would have made up things for what it's.
It's not Women Against the Patriarchy. It's not worship and prayer. And it's, it is wireless access point.
It's wireless access point. I'll even take what it could be.
It could stand for.
Yeah, great.
Very good.
Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy, 13 10 60.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Jason Derulo for your Monday arvo. That is Take You Dancing. It's Carrie and Tommy.
So, just quickly, Jason Derulo, TikTok star.
Mm-hmm.
Is TikTok now gone?
Mm.
Or does
I'm
people
confused.
That are on it, are they okay?
Is it just that you in America can't download the app now? But if you've got it, you can keep using it.
Anyone knows that? Give us a call, 13 10 60.
The same people that know that would know what WAP stands for.
Absolutely.
My son on the weekend during a game of Scrabble used WAP, and we were aghast that he knew what WAP was.
Aghast.
Oh, God. Clean, but let me tell you
how to don't play that. I'll be so aghast. Oh, I'm aghast.
I don't think I've ever used
I don't know if you've a guessed, but I'm aghast. Oh, young Ollie, I'm aghast.
Anyway, he Googled it, which obviously made us sweat a little bit, and showed us, and it was wireless access point.
Oh, God, I'm not aghast anymore. Dee, have you ever been aghast?
With a teenage daughter, yeah, I suppose I have been, but we were listening to your segment, and I said, what is WAP? And she said,
oh, no.
Mum, it stands for wine and pizza.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I went, oh, okay.
Great.
And then
done
as
good
the
job,
Dee. Thank you.
Well, I guess both make a good first date, right?
Dee, you were about to say as you went on, then what happened?
Well, I heard how aghast you were, Carrie, and I said it couldn't possibly be wine and pizza if she wouldn't let her son Google it. So I still don't know what it means.
Don't Google it with your daughter around. I don't want to be responsible.
You'll be aghast, Dee. You'll be aghast. Let's go to Chris. G'day, Chris.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, great. What did you think WAP stood for?
Well, I thought it was an upgraded version of, you know, you weren't allowed to refer to them as wives and girlfriends anymore. I thought it was going to be wives and partners.
So they're no longer wags, they're wops.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's clever, Chris.
That's great, Chris.
Yeah.
Really good. What do you reckon?
It's not.
Oh, okay. No. And let's go to James. G'day, James.
Hey, g'day. Here you go.
Yeah, great. Talk to us.
Well, my daughter, 19 years old, was playing the WAP song, had a 9-year-old niece over, and she said, Uncle Bangers, what does WAP stand for? And I went, oh, geez, thinking on my feet, I'm a nurse. I went, Worldwide Antibiotic Protocol. And she said, you know what? That makes sense because it does make you gag and choke and tickle that thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, Uncle Bangers.
Mate, Uncle Bangers is one of the all-time great names. I would happily
How did you get Uncle Bangers as your nickname?
It's a derivative of my surname. Nobody can spell it, so they just call me Bangers.
That's great. Bangers and WAP. Great.
Oh, Ange, what did you think WAP stood for?
Oh, I'm just laughing at the last caller. Bangers. mine's similar to Dee's. I told my mum it was for wine and pasta. Mm-hmm. And that night she goes, she was all excited. She's like, everyone, we've got WAP for dinner.
Does she know what it is yet? Have you told her?
No.
She'd be aghast.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday arvo. Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Shop the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.
Stop paying too much. You can get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics. You can go in and get yourself some more Wagner half price.
I was going to say, Wagner is one of those ones that I've only ever seen written, but I've never heard someone say, so I wasn't sure if it was a bit of a Wagner.
I'm not actually sure.
Is it Wagner? Or is it Wagner?
I feel like it's a Wagner.
Okay. I bet you there's someone giving it a bit of Wagner action. But anyway, that's half price. Get in there. Nature's Way.
Bit of Nude by Nature.
Synovus. Look at us. We can both read off a sheet. All that stuff is half price. Get into Chemist Warehouse. Mm. Treat your insides and your outs. Come out later in the show because...
One of us has bleeding nipples.
You have to stay tuned to find out which one. Obviously, there'll be a photo going up on Instagram of that as well.
Will there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not agree to that?
No.
Sorry, mate. Then we'll see.
Still can't work out whose nips are bleeding.
I think Instagram would take it down, wouldn't they?
Will
you
they?
Can't have nipples, can you?
I thought there was a whole free the bleeding nipple campaign. But up next, there's a Hollywood star with a lot of money who's just doing things that people with a lot of money can do. That's next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right across the country for your Monday arvo.
How much do you reckon The Rock's making?
Isn't he one of the highest paid actors in the world? He is the highest, isn't he?
He has notched the honour of being Hollywood's highest paid actor 2 years in a row now, pulling in over, wait for it, this is in Australian dollars, $120 million from June 2019 to June 2020 in a pandemic year.
Wow. Ooh. What's he been in the last year? I'm not sort of across all of the Rock movies.
I would have thought the Jumanji franchise would have
Is that making you the highest paid actor?
He's been in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
There's like 55 of them.
Yes, there is, isn't there? There's so many. And those films are so massive. No, I think he's been in like the last two, I got to say. Or maybe more. Anyway, did not expect the follow-up questions about that.
No, you've just given me Jumanji and a couple of Fast and Furious. I still don't understand how he's the highest paid actor in the world.
I feel like that's quite a lot, though.
No.
I reckon the Fast and Furious
franchise.
Highest
than like a Leo or a recent? Leo feels a bit dated.
Oh, I thought you said Aaliyah.
Leo. I don't know. I just feel like there would be other Hollywood stars getting paid more.
Because I think that, so this is all rumours. I can't confirm any of this. I thought a lot of The Rock's deal was his value came in his promo that he did. And so his price tag was so big for movies because he guaranteed all his Instagram audience and things like this. And that's why you see him doing huge promo tours because that's actually most of his contract.
You went on a bus with him, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Bus through Hong Kong. Was the best and
that's part of his deal. I must go on a bus with Tommy to promote this movie.
How much extra for that? I don't know.
I'll
just get him over here.
So what's The Rock done?
running late for work, and he had a power outage at his house, and hydraulic gates at the front, and so they don't open.
They stopped working when there's a power outage.
And he said he could usually override it, but for some reason he couldn't.
Oh, because it's a manual setting.
Yeah. And so what I thought he did, there's photos that he put up online and a video, and they're his gates just strewn open, ripped off the hinges of the brick wall. And they're massive gates. And I thought...
They're big metal, solid things.
Yeah, I thought he got in his pickup truck and drove through them. And then I just reread his caption today from when he's posted it. No, he did that himself.
What, he reversed through his gates?
No, he got out of his truck and ripped the gates off the hinges with his bare hands.
He did not.
He did. Here's the destruction I left behind after pulling the gates off myself and going to work. He said the security guys rocked up and they were impressed and scared with what he'd done.
That's frightening.
And he said, sure, I could have just hopped the gates. Maybe
and
next time.
An Uber, yeah.
He said, maybe next time I'll hop the gates and call an Uber. Actually, no, I won't. There's no fun in that.
Is there anyone more?
I thought he'd driven through. Yeah.
Have a look at this
I
next.
I think is more fun than just pulling them off.
Mate, if I could rip gates off with my bare hands, there'd be no gates left in the neighbourhood. I'd be going around. Have a look at this. I haven't shown you this piece of footage. Have a look at that and describe to people what you're seeing. These are the repairmen, and what are they doing?
Oh, there's three of them trying to carry the gate.
The one gate, there's three of them carrying it over there.
Very out of shape, dudes.
Is that not the most rock thing ever? He said there would be hundreds of production crew waiting because he's shooting a new DC
movie.
Didn't
want to keep them waiting.
Didn't want to keep them waiting. And he said in brackets, and also Jumanji, which makes me a lot of money.
And Fast and the Furious 19.
And Fast and the Furious, yes. Jesse, what did you want to say?
No, I was just going to say, is there anyone more redundant than the security guard for the guy who can rip gates off with his bare hands?
True.
Yeah, yes. It's funny. If you've got security guards that are smaller than you, they should be sent home. 131060. When did technology trap you? A simple power outage. If it was anyone smaller than Rock, we would have been trapped in our homes.
Yeah.
And technology would have been the undoing of us. Give us a call, 131060. When did technology trap you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon on 131060. Yeah. We want to know, when did technology trap you?
Yeah, the gates are asking, can you make me whole again?
Yes, which thank you for putting on my request there too, Jesse.
No worries,
so often
bro.
I put a song request in and you just ignore it. But the Rock's gates got ripped off because
By himself.
Because his power went out and so the power gates didn't work and he just thought, I'm the Rock, so I'll rip my gates off.
If you think about that, physically think about that. Like sometimes if you have to pull a gate open when it's a bit stuck on the concrete, like, oh well, have to leave it. He's literally taken them off the hinges. And then when we've seen footage of it, it's taken three of his security men who were a bit late to the party to remove one gate.
One. Sherry, on 131060, we are asking, when do you get trapped by technology?
Hi, Tommy and Carrie.
Oh, hi, Sherry. How old are you?
I'm 7.
Oh, good on you. And what happened?
So one day, me and my mum, we went to Aldi.
Yeah.
And the power went off. So we got stuck in Aldi.
What? How long were you in there for, Sherry?
We were in there for 10 minutes.
And did you steal some stuff?
No.
Could you see anything?
You couldn't get out, so the door wouldn't open, but at least we had plenty of food to eat.
That's true.
To be fair, I thought the power had gone out, like the lights had gone out. See, she was just trapped. She could see. Yes.
Oh, were the lights still on, Sherry?
Sorry. No, I don't think so.
That was a good question, mate. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, Sherry. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mum, as well, okay? Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Lucy, we've just had an adorable little kid, so good luck, mate.
no adorable comments.
Lucy, what happened? When were you trapped by technology?
I basically thought it was a really smart idea to put roller shutter windows on all of my windows at my house.
Let fantastic. The light out, keep the light, what is it, keep the light out and the heat in or whatever.
Oh, I thought they were like, keep the crooks out.
That's it. For shift work, so basically so I could sleep through the day and everything.
Yeah.
But when we had a power outage for 8 to 12 hours, because we're in a remote area, they wouldn't come back up again, and we had no way of getting any air into the actual house, no air con, and we could still get out the front door, but just couldn't get anything into the house.
Oh, so annoying. So you just had to hang out with the door open?
Yeah, pretty much. We had the front door and the back door open so that we could get a breeze through the place and hope that that would cool the place down because everything was closed. There was no windows that could open.
God.
It's more of an inconvenience by technology rather than trapped, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was a seven-year-old, I would have gone, great story. That was awesome. But
to be fair, the seven-year-old had a bit of help. Maybe if Lucy had someone else to confirm, you know, to get the story.
Anyway, Kiara, g'day.
Hello, how are you?
We've gone a little off-piste, Kiara, but we're hoping you can bring us back. Were you trapped by technology?
Yes, I was.
Great.
I was about 9 months pregnant with my daughter, and we had a car accident in our street which tore the power come off. My six-year-old is at school. We have 9-foot-high fences, big electronic gate that's even heavy to push if it's off the lock. And my mind was determined I had to get over the gate, collect my daughter from
school.
Oh, my
gosh.
I rang my auntie crying and said, you need to come here so that you can, you know, take me to the school to collect her. So I decided to climb the gate. So I thought, nope, we need to go get her. And then I rang my dad and my dad said, why didn't you go through next door? We live next to, it's an ex-church turned, I don't know, function center. And they have a fence that's about waist high that I could have easily went over or even walked through. But instead, my brain said, no, no, you need to get to your six-year-old. She can't think that you've left her. You need to get her. And here I was, pregnant, trying to get all over.
Oh,
and
horrible, Kiara. But this is feeling very nearly trapped again, isn't it?
Well, no, I'm just surprised with the description of the house that there weren't a bunch of servants to help you get over the fence.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is, and we're not far away from finding out who has the bloody nips.
Ah, yes, one of us has bleeding nipples. Find out who, coming up in the show.
And apparently they're going to go online. I didn't know about before we started talking about
it. Yeah, I didn't realise you would get so...
differently about it.
I didn't realise you'd get so angry about it.
No, I don't know if it's appropriate.
At sure. Carrie anyway, Tommy Show, if you want to check that out later on.
Like to keep our feed clean, you know?
Yeah.
What is the
meaning of life?
The name of that thing, that person that predicts things.
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
Yes. Yes.
I am Nostradamus.
Yes, we did. We used to do...
Carrie Predictmore. Yes.
I thought it was Carrie Stradamus, but there you go.
Maybe it was Carrie Stradamus.
What? No, we did Adelaide. Sorry, we did
Adelaide
your daughter.
Adelaide used to pick things, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway. She obviously got it from somewhere.
It's been a real great start.
Yeah, it's a rehearsal, mate. We'll get it on the night. Don't you worry.
On Thursday, I showed you a photo of a snake wrapped around a petrol bowser.
You did.
And I said, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get ready for snake timber.
Snake chat.
Okay.
Well,
Coach could have hammered that in the start and saved us about 5 minutes of pain.
Oh, I loved it.
A lot of fear, but hoping I wouldn't encounter one of these slithery little suckers. Look what Ollie had to stop on his bike track, in front of on the weekend.
No.
What is that?
That is the stuff of nightmares. That's what that is.
I have been freaked out about that for 3 nights now.
So it's... there's the running path that goes into a little bit of fencing and then bush.
Yep.
And the scary thing about it is I reckon there's 2 metres of snake that you can see and then it's getting thicker.
Yep.
So there's a head in there.
I reckon there's another metre in the bush.
There could easily be another metre in there.
And Ollie's about a metre away from it. Ooh!
Whoa. Certainly never running again.
Well, I'm never going outside ever again.
No.
Look, what sort of snake is that? Is
it's
that what
tiger
I think?
Snake.
It is a tiger snake.
Yeah.
And aren't they the ones that get real aggressive?
They kill everybody.
They're the third most venomous snake in Australia. I Googled lots of stuff on the weekend. I also Googled what you're meant to do if you get bitten by one because I need to make sure Ollie's prepared. if he's going to go riding again, because he said to me, I said, well, you can't go riding anymore. And he's like, that's a bit extreme, Mum. And I'm like, but you can't. Look, it's September. They're all coming out in the warm, you know. Yeah.
Watching, smoking durries in the bushes, waiting for for us to come by.
Anyway, he's not freaked out by them. So I Googled, because I remember I thought you meant to do a tourniquet, tourniquet, right?
Tie it
that
off.
Stops all the poison from. Anyway, started Googling. I said, Google what you meant to do so that you know. And he said, I'll call first. I'll call emergency. And then, and I said, Google tourniquet, which is a very complicated word.
Just quickly, can you spell tourniquet for us?
Yeah, tricky.
Just give it a go.
T-O-U-R-N-A-Q-U-E-T-E.
E-T-E? Is that how it ends?
I-T-E-A-T-E.
I also don't know.
What is it? What is it, Sonda?
You were pretty close. T-O-U-R-N-I-Q-E-T.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Not a few letters thrown in.
Well, anyway. Now I don't remember what you said.
As I said earlier, he's only 13 when playing Scrabble. Tourniquet certainly wasn't going to pop up on the Scrabble board, right? So anyway, he Googled it and he said, no, you're not meant to do that anymore, Mum. And I'm like, well, what are you meant to do? He goes, I don't know, but it says don't tourniquet.
Suck the venom out?
I don't know. Definitely not.
No.
Anyway, I need to know what to do.
Is that not an old school thing?
Suck the venom out. I think that went a long time ago. Same thing as pissing on the on your snake bite.
Are you jellyfish confused?
God.
Ollie, you just got to piss on the snake.
Oh, and then someone's coming out of the ocean with multiple jellyfish wounds and bickers his tourniquet in their whole body up.
No, but I don't know what to do because what I want to do is I want to send him off. He takes a backpack out. I'm going to put a full snake kit in there. Right, going for the next few months, so he's ready, primed, ready to go. But I need to know what to put in there.
There are snake kits available. I did do a post for these guys because there are snakes around my area, and there are these guys that do snake kits. They sent me one. Oh, I'll find out who they are. Anyway, okay, I've got a snake kit.
If you did a post about it, you should remember what you posted.
No, I realized it was when I was running my marathon. It didn't arrive in time. No, I didn't get any money.
Oh, you were going to take it on your marathon?
No.
Were you doing your marathon in Antarctica?
I shouldn't have bought it up.
Was there going to be snakes
no,
there?
No, they were going to donate money to the marathon cause.
This is awkward now.
Yes.
Great. They do a great job.
They do a great job. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I'm sure they do. It'd be great if I could have one now.
Well, I'll get you the kid. Fantastic. Swings and roundabouts.
No, but 13, 10, 60. I need
What'd
to
you
know
piss quite on?
Serious. No, this is not a joke. I need to know.
This is not a joke.
I'm freaked out. It is snake season all around our beautiful big country.
Yes.
It's a tiger snake. He was a meter away from a tiger snake. What am I going to put in his backpack to make sure he stays alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us a call.
13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's for your Monday afternoon on 13, 10, 60. We want to know what should go in your snake pack.
I need to know what to do because Ollie went for a ride on the weekend. Yep. We'll put the snake up on at Carrie and Tommy Show on our Insta. Saw an enormous tiger snake. Stopped to photograph it.
Yeah.
Is not his mother's son because I would have ridden off screaming the other direction.
Throw your phone at it.
He's chilled about the whole thing, but I need to make sure that he is all set and ready to go next ride. I'm going to make him a special backpack full of snakes.
Won't that be
stuff.
Great? When the other kids say, what's that giant backpack you got there? And he said, that's just my snake pack that Mum has forced me to take.
It's
full of tourniquets.
No, you don't use tourniquets anymore.
Sorry.
Remember? That's what I discovered on the internet. And you don't pee.
And you don't pee on it.
You never did.
No,
pee on
you never
jellyfish,
did.
In fact.
I would love so much for there to be a public park where someone gets bitten by a snake, only to have Carrie Bickmore scream, somebody piss on them.
I'd do it. Because you know, I want to step in and make sure that I'm.
And you'd have to explain.
Officers arrive, why are you peeing on this man?
He's been bitten by a snake. No, he hasn't. Hasn't he? Oh, well, I'm embarrassed for multiple reasons.
So, this is serious. I'm stressed out. What do I need to do for Ollie? What's in my snake pack?
Hi, guys. Look, just tell Ollie if he gets bitten by a snake, whatever part of his body he gets bitten on, don't move it. Because the venom doesn't actually go into your veins. It goes into your muscles and your lymph nodes. And the only time that that will move or that venom will move is if you move your limb. So what they say is to bandage the limb up with something to hold it, like, firm so it doesn't move And as long as you don't move that limb, you'll be fine.
Bandage above. So say you get bitten on the calf. Does he bandage above the spot, below the knee?
But it's that time of year, and I've been doing a bit of research myself. I've got 2 kids, 2 dogs. I don't need the vet bills. So you just, wherever he gets bitten, if it's on the leg, don't move the leg. If it's on the arm,
my thing, Sue, is what I'm wondering. Yeah. Often it would be in the bush that you get bitten. He's on a bush track. If he's not meant to go anywhere, obviously with his phone, he's got to call an ambulance. Do they chop her in someone to help him? If he's on his own,
hopefully he's got a mobile. But, you know, the thing is, even if you could just bandage your leg, don't move it and drag yourself somewhere.
Could you two mates of his carry him laying down he doesn't?
Yeah, but the thing is, if they carry him and his leg or whatever starts moving, so you've got to bandage it, even if you've got clothes or a stick, just to keep it rigid so it doesn't move.
Okay, immobile. Great. So thank
Good
you.
Good on you. Got Let's it. Go to Georgia. G'day, Georgia.
Hello.
What's Carrie adding to the super cool snake pack that she's going to make her son carry around?
So you need bandages. I can't think of the name of them right now, but they're a special type of stretchy bandage, and they use what's called the pressure immobilization technique, which is what you're supposed to use when you get bitten by a snake.
So how is that different to a tourniquet?
So the tourniquet completely cuts the blood flow off, and it's actually quite dangerous to use a tourniquet now because people lose their limbs and things like that. And like the previous lady said, the venom doesn't go into your veins, so it actually doesn't really help you very much.
That'd be so unfortunate if you made it to hospital. We're going to have to cut your leg off. Why? Because your tourniquet. Why did you tourniquet?
Mum said to tourniquet it. And why is it covered in urine? Mum pissed on it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday arvo. And guys, it's time to get into a bit of this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Yeah.
Really is time for my bits.
I wish you didn't find out. I really wanted
more than you bargained.
I really wanted you to find out.
How long were you going to let me go with my fly undone?
I was going to bring it up now.
Not even just undone. Let's paint the picture. I went off to the toilet, came back, and you allowed me to sit for 20 minutes with the button done up, the fly undone. So just the roll.
You were sitting like a sleazy male office exec. Like you were going to go, oi, come into my office to one of the interns, just sitting there, flies so open.
You could see skin, a roll.
No, you
could. I saw it. You said you saw it for 20 minutes. You can't see.
No,
sit
I saw your fly open for 20 minutes.
All underneath my fly was my skin.
I just thought the only time appropriate to bring it up was
bursting open. It wasn't just sitting open.
Mate, you're painting. It wasn't bursting open, mate.
It's all right. I saw it too.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway.
We can't both give you grief about your fly. No, your fly was great, mate.
How long would you have let me go?
Oh, I probably till we were live on TV tonight.
And you would have just turned to me and gone, how's your fly looking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's like at the end of a meeting or something as you're walking out. That bit in your teeth, is that all right?
Oh, that's bad. Stop. You're not nice yet. Anyway,
what do you got?
Start with a really beautiful story. Story of sportsmanship to come out of Spain at the Spanish Triathlon. Mm. And I hope that sporting superstars all over the world watch this little extraordinary display of class. It was beautiful. Diego Mentriga, right?
Mentriga.
Was coming second in the triathlon. Yes. Always in front of him was Britain's James Teagle the whole way along.
Yep.
And then with about 100 metres to go, James Teagle's heart must have flatlined, and then he was kind of wobbling all over the place and he took a wrong turn, went towards the spectators inside a fenced off area rather than going across the finish line.
The wrong turn, the last turn.
And then Diego Mentriga paused and stopped and let James find his way back and let James continue to go ahead of him and win instead of, he came second, but the number one went way ahead, instead of Diego Mentriga coming and taking second place.
It
meant he missed a spot on the pole, on the podium.
Wasn't it first and second?
No, it was second and third. That's what I'm saying. Number first went way off ahead.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is.
He said if he had a chance to do it again, he would have done just the same thing again.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't win with that attitude, will you?
Speaking of, this is something that I'm not sure sporting superstars all over the world should watch what's happened here. I don't know how I feel about this. Richie Port. What do you know about Richie Port?
Yeah, Richie Port come third. Yes. The Tour de France. Yes. The only Australian to finish on the podium, the second ever.
Since Cadel Evans in 2011. Absolute superstar.
Yes.
Champion. However, how's this? He almost didn't make the Tour de France because his wife was about to give birth. She was due to give birth to their second child in the first week of the tour. And he said he considered staying home, but his wife said, no, you must go, which doesn't ever mean no, you must go.
That means
that was a test. If you go, I won't speak to you again. No, she said, no, you must go do your thing. But if I turn on the television and you're at the back of the peloton, I'll be a little pissed, she said. Anyway, he did. He went there. He had a mission to achieve it. He missed the berth, but he then made the podium, and it's an incredible effort.
And we've had an update, and he's spoken to his wife, and he said, I came third, and she said, you live in France now.
And finally, a funny story. Hold on. I've got to find my piece of paper. Hold that thought.
You lost it down your pants? It's still wide open.
Hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
That's the wrong one.
Okay. I think we might be done.
No, I want to show you this, play this funny bit of audio.
Okay.
Is it a wildlife park somewhere?
Oh, is this the gator?
Where's my paper?
Mate, you've got a book of sheets there. What
I
is
get
this
given
stuff?
Too much. Oh, it's what on the one I was stuff? Reading on already. Okay. So there was a safari park, Australian safari park at the top end, right? And one of the guys that works there.
What am I reading? I picked up the paper from your mouth.
Stop reading all my paper. Stop reading all my paper. Listen, staff at an Australian safari park had a little fun with some tourists who wanted to pose in front of what they thought was a motionless crocodile.
A statue or something?
Yep. So there they are, whole bunch of girls posed in front of this croc, probably about a metre away. And just as they went to have the photo taken, one of the other staff members behind them dangled a bit of meat in the croc's face. And the croc lurched forward to bite it. And I've never seen people run so fast away from this croc ever. Listen.
Right in, so on the count of three, we're going to say crocodile snap. 1, 2, 3.
How good if we just had a photo and they look back and they all look good and then one of them just had their fly open.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I've been running a bit recently.
I've noticed.
I've actually been running a lot with my best friend and your partner, Chris.
Oh, is that where he's gone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. don't pretend you don't know. I think you broke the record for the most amount of contact made on a run the other day.
That's a whole nother conversation. I was not harassing him. He didn't tell me where he'd gone. I thought he might have wanted a coffee. That's so not fair. I'm not a needy girlfriend. I know what you're implying, that he goes away for a second and I call and call and call. That's not what happened.
I did not mean to open this can of worms.
That's not what happened.
Okay.
You keep going back to this same well. Didn't happen.
It's good that you're not defensive about it, because
I know.
I'm happy when I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. I wasn't harassing.
Nobody look Carrie in the eye for the next 24 hours. Someone bring her cookies or something. Can we get some flowers to Studio 2,
please? Can you
please?
Just look me in the eye and say
yes?
I understand that you didn't know where he was and you were just asking if he wanted a coffee. You were not harassing him.
Oh, I understand that.
Look at me in the eye.
I understand that. But didn't he then tell you that he was running with me?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but then what about the next two text messages that you sent?
Because I thought he was finished by then and I was getting an acai bowl and I thought he might have wanted one.
Yeah, but then what about the next one after that? You look me in the eye now. You went out this one.
Because he had been out for as long, I thought he was doing a short run and he didn't tell me he was doing one of his long runs. So I was thinking he might have been driving home by then and I was getting my acai, so I thought he might have wanted an acai.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. It's good to check in on your partner.
If he communicated better with me at the start, said I'm going off for a long run with Tommy, I would have left him alone.
Well, he can't communicate as well as you do because it's every 15 minutes.
It's just not
true. He'd have to be texting and running the whole time.
I'm not having you paint me out as this kind of girlfriend when I'm really not.
Did you guys talk
about how annoying I was while you were running together?
I don't know.
Did you?
Certainly not.
Did you?
Absolutely
What
not.
Did you talk about, Tommy?
Absolutely. Acai bowls.
Did you say, is that how
you're texting
you
I was like, is that
you
how you say it? Is that how you pronounce it? Oh, God, I thought it was acai. I thought it was, oh, God. Should we talk about the other thing or is the damage done?
Damage is done.
Okay. It's Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wow, Carrie hit me a lot during that song.
That's just not true. Anyway, you've been running a lot with my partner, Chris.
Yes. Yep. And that's been very enjoyable, except I had a bit of an issue on the weekend because my nipples bled. My nipples bled, mate.
Is that the first time they've bled when you run?
Oh, I've had it once before on a fun run where I wore like a basketball singlet and the number like basically was a little cheese grater just right over my nipple.
Oh.
And it just, I realised then because I saw it on the outside. Like I just was just like, oh, this singlet's not usually red hair. But this time I could feel it start. Look, I've even got little, I've still got little.
Oh my God, you got little.
I got little scabs.
It's like when you're breastfeeding.
I got nipple scabs.
Oh, is that what you were actually doing on the weekend?
I was.
Come here, Walks.
Come here, Walks. $5 a suck. You've got $100?
You know, no wonder he didn't want on the side bowl.
He's already full. He came home with massive thigh chafing. What have you done?
We'll just tell Carrie we're running. We'll just say we're running. We'll download a fake Strava. We'll just tell her that's where we've been.
It was hot.
It was hot, and I thought it was because I was wearing a singlet that's not like a running singlet, like just like a tank top. But I spent the last 2K running along because I would have taken my top off, but I live in a city and not the beach, and I think there's a rule of how far you can be away from the beach. But also,
no one wants to see you running with blood dripping down your shirt. I feel like your rule is fine until the blood gets involved.
Who's that guy running bleeding?
But he won't take his top off.
Yeah. What fight has he been in where they've just attacked his nipples? So I ran the last 2K with my hands in my singlet and pulling them off my boobs. So I could like
your
run.
Boobs.
My boobs. Sorry, my moobs. I'm so sorry. Pulling them forward so I had to run without it chafing.
Is that what it could be though? You mentioned your moobs. You started running because you felt like you were
I got tiny little man titties.
Maybe they're just, you're not used to carrying around. So you need a bra.
Is there?
That's why women don't get chafing on our nipples when we run because we wear bras. You need a man's ear.
Is there any men that wear support bras?
Definitely would be.
This is great.
Yeah, there would have to be because sometimes, especially if you are starting to lose weight perhaps and you're feeling self-conscious and you've got parts of your body that maybe when you run hurt, you would want to strap them down.
Well, maybe I'm going the other way and I'm just feeling confident growing into it. Maybe that's fine.
What, to bleed?
No, not to bleed.
To have the boobs.
To support the boobs.
No, not if
growth.
You're going
to,
I
was about to say I should go into business making a support bra for men, but I'm not sure if that's what I want to be the face of at this point.
No, also I feel like if back in the Seinfeld day when that was a big thing, you know, the brasier or the Seinfeld.
Oh, the manzia.
If that didn't then like spurn like a really highly successful men's bra, then nothing will.
Yeah.
I don't think you coming on board's going to.
Give it the kickstart it needed. Me with, not only just me with bleeding nipples.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country for your Monday afternoons, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Hughesy and Ed and no Carrie.
Protest. No.
She's gone to the bathroom, has she, or where is she?
Yeah, she has run to the loo.
Good.
One of the quickest pissers in the biz, you should know.
Quick whiz. You know why?
Should we put a timer on?
Well, it's already
No, I feel like that's a bit.
I'm timing.
Yeah, but count in your head. Yeah.
Because that was also because she's a middle journalist for a long time, and when you work on radio, she would have only had a certain amount of time. Yeah, back in the day, she was the newsreader for our breakfast show. So, and she never missed a bulletin, I don't believe. never went
to. Never missed a bulletin.
7 a.m. Where's Bickmore? Ah, she's in the.
In the booth.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
She's downloading some, I don't know, analogy, I don't know.
Oh, here she is. Guys, she's back. She's back. She's back.
Hi. What have I missed?
Talking about you and the fact that you never missed a bulletin back when you did Breakfast Radio News. Mm. I don't think you ever once
Hero.
Were
Hero. I know.
You weren't
thrown around often.
We were just saying that the love for your job must have really dropped off now because you're just ducking out mid-segment.
No, I've had 3 kids and my ability to hold on to peas.
Yeah, sorry.
Listen
to 3 men quickly move on to the next topic.
No, good on you. Can I go back to the start of your show, guys, where I heard you were talking about playing Scrabble with your children and the WAP word that your son wanted to put that on the thing on the board
as a meaning that or just meaning like when Batman used to get punched.
I thought he put it up there and then I went I was like, you can't put that on. He goes, it is. It's a thing. And he said, look, I'll show you on Google. And I was like,
Wait for it. What did he come up with for people who've just tuning in? Yeah. What did he come up with?
What stands for wireless access point.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Oh, yes. 13. Yeah.
Now,
you know what reminded me? I play Scrabble with my children and I play to win. And you
yeah,
know
but
what?
You cheat.
No, I don't cheat. I don't
you
cheat.
You put in non-words.
No, I
okay,
don't.
What non-words do you put in? Because we had this conversation.
No, I put in proper words, but I put in, I won recently using the word, with my children, my three children.
There you go.
I put up the word sexting. And yep. I won.
Sexting. I mean, I think that's okay. I'm actually in your camp.
No, I think that's winning the battle and losing the war.
Do you think? Imagine if you came across to someone's house and on the board was WAP and sexting.
Yeah.
You really wonder what was happening.
Yeah. They grow up quick these days. They do. Absolutely.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Found.
Plenty on tonight.
How are you going? What's happening in your world?
You know what? We've got 200th episode of Have You Been Paying Attention tonight.
Woo!
We're going to bet the big man Tom Gleisner's on the show.
Yeah.
So.
There we go.
There we go. Can't wait. Talk about the early days.
No, thank you.
Why not? Well, I used to go on it early days.
Oh, God.
Why don't you go on it anymore?
No, he's got his own show.
Oh, right.
Still going.
But what do you mean? There's a lot of cross promotion. Yeah,
there's a lot of cross promotion.
It's true, actually.
What do you mean? When was the last time you went on it, Hughes?
Oh,
long time ago.
Is there an issue?
Long time ago.
Well, last time.
We'll bring it up today with Tommy.
Stick around. Hughes and Ed in next.
See you guys.
Bye. Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get themselves a bargain at Chemist Warehouse. For the biggest range of half-price vitamins and cosmetics, shop at the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.